Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all of these radio programs and MP3 files, and you will also find Bible videos with different subjects, 30 minutes in length, and also a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. We just want to show you need to have God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. We conclude today our discussion of the subject of conversion. We are looking at Acts chapter 18 and the conversion of the Corinthians. In verse number 4, he is in Corinth. And it says, "And he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. And Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia. Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook off the garments and said to them, 'Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean, for now I will go to the Gentiles.' And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain one named Justus, who was one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all of his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized." Now, notice that after the Jews rejected the gospel, they judged themselves unworthy. And we'll read that again in Acts 13. You can read that in Acts chapter 13, that they judged themselves unworthy by the rejection of the gospel, that now he returns his attention to the Gentiles. And so he's talking to the Corinthians in Acts 18. But I want you to notice in Acts 18, I want you to notice again what they did. What they did when they believed. They believed on the Lord, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believing, and were baptized. They did the same thing that they did in Acts 2, that they did in Acts 8, that they did in Acts 10, in Acts 9, Acts 16, Acts 17. All of these conversions have followed the same pattern. They hear the word of God, they believe it, they repent of their sin, and they confess Christ, and they submit to baptism to contact the blood of Christ. When you put all of the conversions together, that is the conclusion that we can draw. That is the total picture of how an alien sinner comes into Christ. Now, maybe you think that your past makes it unworthy that you would become a Christian, that you've had too much of a checkered past. Well, you know what? Some in Corinth could make that argument, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we'll begin reading in verse 9. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Notice that these are a list of sins. If men commit, they cannot enter heaven if they continue living that lifestyle. But can they repent? Can they turn away? Can they change their life? Look at verse 11. "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Notice, such were some of you. That's past tense. That's what they used to be. They used to be fornicators. They used to be idolaters. They used to be homosexuals. They used to be sodomites. They used to be thieves and covetous and drunkards and revilers, extortioners. Those are some vile sins. And that's what their conduct used to be. But they could not inherit the kingdom of God by living that type of lifestyle. They had to get out of that lifestyle. How did they do it? By obeying the gospel. And such were some of you. That's past tense. This is what you were. This is not what you are now. This is what you were. What changed? But you were washed. That's by the blood of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart. You were justified. That means acquitted. That means made right in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You see, they were made right through the gospel. And by their obedience to the gospel and living those lifestyles by their repentance and leading a different type of life, they were now children of God. And notice, they made the change. They were able to recover from their sinful past by repenting of it, turning from it, acknowledging it, confessing Christ, and submitting to baptism to compact the blood of Christ. Romans 6 says that we are buried into his death and we arise to walk in newness of life. Why? Because our life has changed. Because of the water? No. Because of the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. How do I know that? In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In his blood we have redemption. Notice Romans 5 and notice verse number 9. Romans 5 and verse number 9. Much more, having then been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Justified, acquitted, made right. What makes us right? Obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the gospel. And by the blood of Christ, which in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 7, says is obtained through the waters of baptism. That's why we arise to walk in newness of life, not because we're wet, but because we have come to the blood of Christ. And it is the blood of Christ that washes us from our sin. Acts 22, 16, Paul taught that same truth. So let me conclude what we've learned in June and July. We have learned that a man needs to hear the word of God. He needs to believe what he's heard. He needs to repent of his sin. He needs to confess Christ, and he needs to submit to baptism. Why? Because that's what the conversions that we looked at in the book of Acts, that's what they all did. They all did the same thing. Now, they were all at different places in their understanding of God. God preached the gospel to them from different vantage points, depending on where their knowledge was and where they were in their understanding of God's word. But all of them had to contact the word of God, all had to believe it, all had to acknowledge their sinfulness, they had to repent, they had to confess an allegiance to him, and then they had to submit to baptism in order to obtain the blood of Christ. Now that's what they did. What we read in Acts, in the book of Acts, in all these 9 conversions, is that's what they did. They did exactly those things in order to obey the gospel and find acceptance by God. That's what they did, and that's what you and I must do in order to be a child of God, to be acceptable to God, to be added to his church, to be part of the kingdom, and to make sure that we are faithful so we can obtain eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take the rest of this time to thank the listening audience for the years that you have listened to me as I have taught in this capacity on this radio station. For the last 11 years, I've had the privilege and honor of being the preacher at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. In June, on the 20th of June, I stop my relationship with the church because I am moving back to Indiana to semi-retire and to take care of my parents, and my family lives there, and it's just time for me to go back and fulfill my duty to my parents, who are both in nursing homes, and also to my brothers who both live in that area, and also two of our four children live in that area with several of our grandchildren. And so it is with a heavy heart that I bring my work with the Vegas Drive fully to a close by this last radio program here at the end of July. Beginning in August, you will hear another voice. You will hear from another preacher. Mark Nation is going to be the new preacher at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and I'll allow him to introduce himself and allow him to use this radio time in any way that he chooses during his time and his work at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate your willingness to listen to me each week as I open up the pages of God's Word and try to rightly divide it and to say those things which are in accordance with His will. I know that many of you people that listen to this program regularly may not agree with a lot of things that you've heard over the years, and that's okay. But all I ask is that you remember that you have the responsibility of checking out what I say is in accordance with God's will. And if you find it to be so, that what I have taught and what I've said is in agreement with God's will, your issue is not with me. Your issue is with God and with His Word. I want you to know that I have tried to the best of my ability to share with you the unsearchable riches of the gospel, because I believe that is God's power to save sinful man, as we read in Romans 1 and verse 16. And I believe that word will be our standard of judgment, as Jesus himself said in John 12, verse 48. And I believe it is your responsibility as a hearer to make sure that what you're taught and what you believe is in accordance with God's will, as we studied earlier in Acts 17 and verse 11. We will all be held accountable for how we handle God's word and for what we do with it or what we don't do with it. It matters what you do religiously, ladies and gentlemen. I have tried to emphasize that throughout my time as the preacher at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I have tried to emphasize the book, the chapter, and the verse. I have tried to give you a steady dose of what the Word of God teaches, and I leave it in your hands to check it, to validate it, to confirm that what I've said is in accordance with God's will. And as I leave this particular part of my work as a gospel preacher full-time, this will end my 37th year, I leave with this understanding that the power of God to save sinful men is still where it has always been. It is in the message. It is in the cross. And it is in obedience to that message from an honest and pure heart. And when you do that, and when I do that, God will be pleased and God will accept us. My hope and my prayer for you is to continue to listen, continue to open your Bible, continue to examine, continue to study, and make sure that whatever you're doing in the name of God, in the religion that you may be in, be sure you have a thus saith the Lord, and be sure that the book, the chapter, and the verse teaches what you believe. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and Godspeed.